Science, HealthQuest Radio. It's Dr. David Kolbaba on AM 560. The Answer.
It's happening all along the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan. Meaningful, life-changing moments all around the world. HealthQuest Radio goes airborne, wheels up. Copy that. HealthQuest Radio proudly presents Adventures in Health with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hi, I'm Alex, and you? Well, you're right where you're supposed to be. You're listening to America's number one health news and science show, our adventure guide, He Is Ready. He is the voice of integrated preventive health care in our nation today. He's the clinical director of our West Dundee offices. His story will show he is a man before his time, a real trailblazer. My friend, my partner, and my favorite radio boss, here's our host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hey.
We don't really do that in the show. We go, hey, you gonna do that? Go ahead, do that.
Hey.
Yeah, we do. Hey, that's Kathy DeMonaco with me. Today on a Saturday morning, it's HealthQuest Radio with me, Dr. David Kolbaba. Ooh, over 40 years running and I still feel young. Today, the pitfalls, going with the flow of science and technology. And by the way, coming up to lack of sleep, the new alcoholic outcome. That means lack of sleep, similarities with alcoholics and their demise. Also, Ozempic, the diabetic drug gone rogue. New news on that just off the press yesterday. The COVID RNA vaccines, proof positive today. We have some evidence your suspicions were right all along. But I want to herald back to when we were children, teenagers, whatever, when, well, remember we were kids. I mean, our parents represented that parental frame of reference for us, but some of their coaching and guidance wasn't so sophisticated at times. Now, I would say that I probably deserved most of the lingo that I got from my parents' coaching. Like my dad, if he said it once, he said it a million times. You're born in a barn. And of course I would say no. When I got into my teen years, I might have answered differently. Like, I don't know, you were the one that was there. I mean, I was newborn. How could I remember where I was born? Or maybe one of your parents might say, while you're in my house, you'll do as I say. Or maybe I heard this one quite a bit too. What, do you think money grows on trees, do you? You know, and then when you try to, you know, get around them with something, you know, they say, well, hey, listen, I wasn't born yesterday. And they would say, again, on and on and on. They'd compare your life of Riley, whatever it was they thought they were doing with you and to you and for you, by saying, you know what? When I was a kid, you know, we didn't have these things.
I had to walk 10 miles to school.
Yeah, I got to walk 10 miles to sleep with a brick in my bed. Oh, my God. And then the different tones of voices they would use with us. We'd memorize those things, too. You know, it's like they would talk in a light voice, maybe a high voice, then to get a little deeper. And then there were probably five different stages of voice intonation before you got your body moving, knowing that this was the fifth and final level of their tonality. And, of course, you know, their concerns for us, you know, entering the wild world as a Wild West when we were kids, was they would say things like, I just don't want you running with the wrong crowd. You know, and I don't know that we as kids would have known it was the wrong crowd, for Pete's sake. I mean, we all wanted to be popular and such, but our parents were concerned about the wrong crowd. But as I reflect on today's show, I'm thinking, could it be said today that even as adults, that today, literally today, we could just as well find ourselves running with the wrong crowd. Now, many of us moral and ethical people as we are, we might say, well, no, I've took care of that years ago. I my friends are good people, but I'm going to talk about running with the wrong crowd as if you could be running with the wrong crowd and not know it. So let's take a trip down memory lane, not too far back to the coronavirus, COVID-19. Now, with respect of the instruction and guidance from every quarter, as you remember, you know the players, the CDC, the WHO, the NIH, you know, the voices out there, the Faucis, the BRICS, things like that. Today, I want to cover some of the pitfalls going with the flow of science and technology as if we were running, maybe during COVID, running with the wrong crowd. Because, you know, typically when we did what we were instructed to do, my question is, during COVID, did you feel that you could exercise a free will? I mean, do you feel that way? Or did someone make it for you? Did you get the idea that maybe somebody was making it for you? And how did that make you feel? And I asked a question in the past, having made the decision to get the COVID shot and or any of the boosters, if given a second choice, would you today, would you do exactly what you did before? And those of us who did not get the COVID vaccine or whatever you want to call it, the COVID shot or any of the boosters, and we look at it today, would we then say we would make the same decision and then not receive the COVID shot? I mean, knowing what we both know, both groups of people, would you have made a different choice knowing what you know? In other words, there's an updating that happens. We learned today what we could have, should have known before. And I think people, entities like the government, maybe even our employers, were the driving force behind much of the COVID strategy, as bogus as I would say a substantial, if not most, of what we heard during the COVID, whatever you call it, debacle, was wrong. It was an error. It was not accurate. And it was basically thinking, when we complied as we did, in a sense, we were running with the crowd, right? We were maybe in some cases, I mean, if you got, I'm just saying it this way, if you got the shot or if you didn't get the shot, categorically speaking, one could say one was better or one was totally better than the other. I don't know that you could say, well, to each his own. I got the shot, you didn't, and we're both okay. You know, you're okay, I'm okay. That drowning in the sea of relativity. But are there parallels today with what happened during COVID-19? Because when we consider running with the crowd and then now having to inherit, for instance, the COVID mRNA vaccine, right now, as it a couple of days ago, I'm telling you, the headline reads, the COVID mRNA vaccines are shown now, scientifically shown, to have certain components in them that suppresses your immune response and stimulates cancer growth. So you might think, take the vaccine for COVID, then get cancer later. And this was a comprehensive review by an international consortium of scientists now who are raising the questions that might have related to something that you instinctively thought when considering to get the vaccine or not. And one of the substances in the mRNA vaccine was a substance called N1-methylpseudouridine. Now, most people say friend or was it foe? Because it played a major role in getting to market or getting to the public this vaccine. But also, we're finding now, it also plays a role in immune suppression and cancer proliferation. So the potential of you saying, well, I don't want to get cancer, well, running with the wrong crowd, listening to the wrong voices, most of them, some of them, a lot of them went down dead-end alleys. And then recently, the FBI found, and I'm reading from this just was published yesterday, the FBI found it alarming that the Fauci-funded virus research at Wuhan, the Wuhan labs in China, would leave no trace of manipulation. And I'm quoting from this article, the smoking gun documents showed in the FBI quickly understood that Fauci's agency funded the gain-of-function research that could disguise the resulting coronavirus as natural. In other words, presumably, if the investigators went in to try to figure out where its origin was, they were blocked from doing so, forensically speaking. Running with the wrong crowd, listening to the wrong voices. You know, many times something that seems in the main, in the today, what's most popular. And that's why later on I want to talk about some of the pitfalls of going with the flow of science and technology. I want to talk about Ozempic. I also want to talk about your lack of sleep becoming similar to and ending up with certain disease states that a common alcoholic will be foisted on you, just as it is with an alcoholic. But you see, many times when we run with the crowd, we think that it's okay, because as it was proved over time, we found that the dangers were buried. You know, and it's not a new dilemma. Because in just recent history past, we found that we had some items of common everyday use as being safe, and yet they're not. It's a Health Quest Saturday morning with me, Dr. David Kolbaba. We'll gonna take a short break and go over. I'd like to have you consider, what do you know that at one time was considered very safe, maybe very popular? And then over the course of time, we found that that safety, that utilization of that technology, that product was something different than safe, in that even today, we don't even use these items.
You're listening to Chicagoland's longest-running health news and science show with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba.
You listening to our HealthQuest radio broadcast is not a mistake, and for unexplainable reasons, you're here with us today. This is Dr. David Kolbaba. As a practicing conservative healthcare physician, I have but one hope for you today. My hope is for you to be able to picture yourself healthy and vibrant as you were meant to be by our Creator. I've dedicated my life to people just like you who are seeking a second chance at this thing called higher health and longevity. Making a connection with us here at HealthQuest is easier than you think. It could really be a lifesaver for you, a friend, or a loved one. Would you take the time right now to call our HealthQuest radio hotline? And when you call, you'll connect with a person who really cares about what you care about. It's a family sort of thing around here. 1-800-794-1855 will get you there. That's 1-800-794-1855. I look forward to looking back with you from a place that speaks of future hope and higher health. We're here. 1-800-794-1855.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Maybe somebody took it from the wild, put it in the lab, and then it escaped from the lab. But that means it was in the wild to begin with. So that's why I don't get what they're talking about.
Today, going with the flow of science and technology, pitfalls associated with it. You know, COVID, you know, I think about, are we in for another COVID attack? Now, many of us are listening to the news and wondering and pondering. And I'm thinking about, maybe it's not another COVID attack. Could it be a covert attack on us? A covert attack on us. You know, in the past, so many items, so much of technology was swooped up by the population. Do you remember aluminum cookware? Aluminum cookware was fine. There was no safety concerns. But then looked into with some detail, we find that aluminum cookware, aluminum per se in deodorant, very dangerous, a carcinogenic. Root canals. You may not even know that right now the new news on root canals shows that, well, it isn't and hasn't been what it was touted to be. Are we running with the wrong crowd? Is this another covert attack on us? Attack on our ignorance? You know, just another COVID or covert attack on us? The mercury fillings on our teeth. Well, heck, that's what we did.
That's what everybody did, yeah. And the fluoride.
commonplace. Yeah, let's throw the fluoride in.
And they're still doing it.
And they're still doing it. There we are, the pitfalls of going with the flow, like you did during COVID, or maybe you did not do, and you created a problem for your employment. Are you running with the wrong crowd unknowingly? Radiation, heck. When radiation had its, you know, beginnings, as far as, you know, the discovery and utilization of it, we didn't know it was. I mean, there were X-ray machines in the five and dime stores. You could put your feet, when you bought a pair of shoes, you put the feet down there, and somehow by looking at your feet using X-ray caused you to purchase a pair of shoes for your kiddies. And then baby aspirin. You know, let's take three of those a day until we found out it was killing 60,000 people a year as a prophylactic. Let's set her down to one aspirin per day. Only 13,000 people were dying, and now we're second guessing a simple baby aspirin utilization on a daily basis. And heart disease never started with hereditary being the blame game for heart disease these days. Everybody talks about, you know, the consideration of genetics. And yet, until we started using the polyunsaturated vegetable oils, did heart disease really roll onto the scene, and the lack of use of saturated fats. Remember the oleomargarine craze? Tastes just like butter. Remember
parquet,
that?
Parquet.
You know, and the latest for me is regarding the statins and cognitive decline. You know, the increase of the use of these statin, cholesterol-lowering drugs. And as I've been saying repeatedly on most of our shows lately, that one quarter of the cholesterol, which is very important to our body, cholesterol is a stress hormone. Cholesterol is just not cholesterol. Cholesterol is a stress hormone. We need a quarter of the cholesterol in your body needs to reside in your brain. Isn't it interesting that people who have dementia, people who have forgetfulness, people who have cognitive decline, Lewy bodies, Alzheimer's disease, all of these people who have brain problems have a deficiency, a lower than normal level of cholesterol. And you're taking a cholesterol lowering blood that travels to the brain and it doesn't lower the levels of cholesterol in your brain, causing some of these maladies. Are you running with the wrong crowd? See, I'm sure you're everything we think we're doing, you know, the cookies we buy, the potato chips, whatever it is we're doing, I think we're doing it okay because everybody's doing it and it's okay. But sometimes we say 2020 is looking back and being more comprehensible to some of the choices we made in the past to see the wisdom or the lack thereof. It doesn't make more sense to do whatever it takes to avoid or prevent disease in my way of thinking. And as you're a veteran listener, you know, I'm not trying to think that we could that we could find a cure and do something about it as much as prevent. And doesn't it make more sense to do whatever we can do to prevent it? Or if you're going to avoid a disease, I'm okay with that too. But instead, what we do in this country, you know it and I know it, we wait for the disease to manifest full-blown. And then we throw everything at it as we chase it around the room, like a rat, simultaneously blaming genetics. We want you to believe it's genetics. It's not you. Why are we so big? Why are we so fat? Why are we so overweight in this country? Because we're all running in the same herd with the same crowd. And we're inheriting diseases that like-minded, like in practice people who do the same things, we get the same things. But instead, in our society, well, here's what we do. We find something, we diagnose it, we name it, and then we watch it, we monitor it. We monitor it. And I ask the question, why? When the surgery is done, you know, as we hear it quoted by the surgeons, we say, well, we think we got it all. We think we got it all. But where does that leave us as patients? Somewhere in the fog with the drama in our head banging around that this thing could recur, right? There's no stopgaps used. Oh, we could use adjuvant chemotherapy like we did with Kate Middleton. See, we're giving her chemotherapy so she don't get the cancer. She don't get it no more. Thinking, That's unacceptable to me. I mean, do you know anybody who's had to enter that arena of disease? Perhaps the loved one, maybe you. It's like you're thrown into the den with lions and tigers, left to be fighting the cancerous tumor, as though it were cancer itself. The tumor is not cancer. I'm telling you something that is not an opinion. I'm telling you something that has been left out of the information that you've gleaned through the years regarding the subject of cancer, which is another rising star in the spectrum of diseases in this country and other industrialized countries. Tumor is not cancer. We can call it a cancerous tumor, but it's not cancer. Cancer is not a tumor. A tumor, a cyst, a carbuncle, even a pimple is something, a polyp is what your body makes to sequester poisons and cells of ill repute. It keeps them there in that one area, concentrates them. The tumor is there to provide you a longer life. When something is amiss in the body, then we cut it out. See, we cut the container out. And then we do these punch biopsies and needle biopsies, which do nothing. I'm telling you, they help spread and proliferate the cancer cells as they travel through your bloodstream. And then you're left fighting the cancerous tumor as though, that's the cancer. They got the tumor out, which means you think they got the cancer out. And all the therapeutics by themselves, chemotherapy on its own is a carcinogen. You know, are we falling to the pitfalls, going with the flow of the newest of science and technology, running with the wrong crowd, even though it's conventional, as they call it? I don't call that wisdom, but they do. I want it to make sense. If you had the underpinnings of instinct that said the COVID shot was wrong for you, and then we're finding out how dangerous it really was, with all due respects to its efficacy, one might be thinking, is there a money-making driving force in all of medicine? And there is, and I call it the medical-industrial complex. We have to trust our instincts, but guess what? We have to become healthy enough to be able to trust our instincts. We can have pseudo-instincts, i.e. fear, anxiety, that drives us into more danger. And we can have the appropriate kind of apprehension, the appropriate kind of insight and innate intelligence that understands and perceives what could be dangerous. I know I'm going to need to take a break. I hope you appreciate the perspective that I'm coming from here, because I trust you in your healthy state, and maybe you could provide yourself with a greater sense of trust as you get healthier. And that's what getting someone like us on your team and get you off the disease, out of the disease, off your medications, out of your medications. Keep it right here, would you?
It's Dr. David Goldbaba. It's HealthQuest Radio.
You are ready to be taught the new way.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today. We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
You listen to Dr. K, he'll get you right.
Are we running with the wrong crowd? The pitfalls of going with the flow of science and technology. You know, referring back to the COVID-19, you just wanted to get in line with everybody. You didn't want to be a misfit. You didn't want to be accused of being ignorant and stupid. Just follow the, everybody leave the class, everybody get in single file. You know, fire alarm. Get in single file, everybody behave. Get to the doors as rapidly as you can. Do it safely, everybody. And somehow we're thinking by following the lead of the leaders, there's a wisdom embedded in that leadership, and there should be. But there also should be a wisdom in the leadership of ourselves, for ourselves, on behalf of ourselves. I've always said that those who live at the lower realm of health, we make more mistakes, our judgment, our ability to perceive the dangers, and stick with the good. It becomes a precarious place.
And when we're down at that level of health, people think they can't change it.
Mm.
And that's where I see people are stuck. And when patients come in, they see they can get above it. We
yes.
can get them healthier.
And when they get there, they see a new horizon. Just like you do when you gain altitude. You know, you get up in a building, get in the elevator, look out the window, get in an airplane, go up. The perspective is totally different.
We call it getting inspired. We see people after a few weeks with us.
Oh, yeah.
They're so inspired. Their life is changing.
You know, but when you look at what we're doing, even today, are we running with the wrong crowd? We talked earlier that there are products and services we thought were safe are not. And looking back, we can see how ignorant we were, or whatever you want to call it. I don't want to blame anybody, but I just want to say, is there a way for us to forward think? Can we get ahead and stay ahead? Know when to say no and know when to say yes. Regarding cancer therapy in this country, we were talking about people think the tumor, we got to cut the tumor out.
Yeah, a perfect example is the polyp. When they do a colonoscopy, the doctor will say, oh, we cut out, you know, four polyps that were forming. We saved you. It's like, no, like doctor said, you know, that was protecting you. That'll just come off naturally. And now you've created a cancer site with the polyp removal.
True. A polyp removal area, the site that they remove the polyp, becomes a higher potentiality position or location for recurrence of a cancer site. Now, you might have come to know that cancer treatment poses severe threats to our own immune defense system. I talk about this all the time in the UK, that basically came out with a research study that showed that 62% of people who undergo chemotherapy actually die of the chemotherapy, never dying of the suspected cancer. So let's say that you survive the cancer and maybe the cancer treatment. Now, here's my question. Is it your assumption that the immunosuppressant nature of the chemotherapeutics that were given to you or a loved one have dissipated as if to be non-existent after the course of treatment? You know, these people, yeah, Uncle Bill over there, he had the chemotherapy. He's not dead. Do you think today that he's free of the immunosuppressing nature of the chemotherapy? No. But you see, I never hear people talking about that, even when getting ready to undergo chemotherapeutics. Science cannot even tell us how long the immune-suppressing chemicals left over in our body by the chemotherapy remains to continue to suppress our immune system, making us, and as I say, even more vulnerable to the recurrence of not just cancer, but almost every other disease known to man, especially those that are related to infectious disorders. Now, imagine if you were susceptible to a disease like cancer. You went from nothing to now you're susceptible. Well, you're going to be even more susceptible after your first round of cancer and cancer treatment. Now, I want to explain something. Oh, my gosh. I'll look at the clock. I want to mention the lymphatic system, okay? So I'm going to rip through this real quick. We're going to spend more time on it at a future show. The lymphatic system, it contains more liquid than we have blood in our bodies. When the lymphatic system gets clogged up, it leads to acidosis. It's the acid environment that's what feeds most diseases, including cancer, of the day. The lymphatic system is made up of lymph nodes as well. You know all about it. The lymphatic system does have a flow. It's got to flow in a certain direction, like a pump. But what happens is your heart will actually help offload what's in the lymphatic system, and that's how it's done. Now, sedentary people don't have very good circulation of this lymphatic system, and stagnation occurs, and it becomes a site, a war zone for infections, even cancer. Now, I'm hearing that music a little bit behind me, so I'm thinking we're going to be going to a commercial break. Later in the show, I'm going to talk to you how you can move your body in such a way as to drain these neural lymphatic system and allow them to be free and allow you to stay disease-free. But you got to keep it right here. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. David Kolbaba. You know, you can improve your health and keep it that way through progressive testing. The typical black box approach in this country of ours is nothing more, it's nothing more than letting you crash your body into some sickness or disease, and you're left searching the wreckage for that black box. And then after the fact, you're treated with risky drugs, surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, leaving you more compromised by the treatment. With progressive testing, we can uncover an existing problem or weakness in your body even before you experience any sign or symptom. And then we'll take a more natural approach, specifically targeting the compromised organ or system, restoring your health once and for all. Over time, then we'll retest your body to verify your strategy is working. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline and tell us about a specific health concern, and we'll let you know what specific progressive assessment is best for a healthier you. Call 1-800-794-1855. Remember, your road to better health doesn't have to be predicated on sickness or disease. 1-800-794-1855.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Didn't you think after the COVID debacle seemed to have its, you know, course? In so many ways, you felt so stupid, so taken. And you almost say to yourself, well, if it ever happened again, I wouldn't do what I did. I'm not going to be driven and tossed that way. And yet today, as we talk about the subject of the pitfalls related to going with the flow of something like science and technology, are you running with the wrong crowd? Are you doing the wrong things even today? Most of us know that aluminum cookware is unsafe. How many restaurants still cook with it because it heats the food up quickly to get it out to your plate? So when I think about, you know, is one thing to say just another COVID, or could we say, is that just another covert attack on us? A covert attack. You get your meal on aluminum. Just think about it. To what extent are we running with the wrong crowd unknowingly? I mentioned something about the lymphatic system. I want to let you know that only two things moves the liquid in the lymph glands to keep your body clean. The heart gets it out of the body, but it's movement and gravity that allows for your lymph system to work. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you three exercises to do that you can clear your lymph and then, in a sense, build your body's immune response. You know, these are things you can do for yourself, not waiting for someone else to tell you what to do. Now, I'm thinking, what is the new or a newer running with the wrong crowd? Well, let's get to it. Ozempic. Yeah. 2-day-old news I'm giving you right now. Another side effect of Ozempic. Now, Ozempic is a weight loss drug. No, it's not. It's for people who have diabetes. It's insulin control. It's a GLP-1 medication. So people started taking it, and they started inheriting a symptom of I'm losing weight. And what it's doing, it's curbing appetite is what it's doing. But now, over the course of this drug, the new go with the flow, are you running with the wrong crowd? You know, another pitfall of science and technology, but who would know it, because more and more people are getting on Ozempic. The Ozempic, the foo-foo diabetic drug now turned weight loss drug. Go figure. Oh, wait a second, let's look at Ozempic in the very short distance rearview mirror. It hasn't been out long, but let's look back in the mirror if we can get some kind of vision, some kind of perspective of what's going on with Ozempic takers who really are wanting to take it as a weight loss drug now. It's not only causing anxiety and depression, but also suicidal ideation. That means people who are on the verge of committing suicide by taking this medication. As they shed pounds. Oh my gosh, he looks so great in the casket. Too bad he blew his head off. Sorry. But as I said, is this just another COVID attack on us? Is this another covert attack on us? You're running with the wrong crowd, using it as a way. You wonder why you feel the way you do? Because it alters dopamine function, which is a very formidable hormone that's in your body that allows us to exchange thoughts and feelings and experiences in life. It's dopamine that does that. And when Ozempic or there are other drugs that are similar to it that are out there, change the urge of eating, which really has to do with two more hormones called ghrelins and leptins and things like that, which I don't need to go. All I want you to know is, the FDA requires that medications for weight management that work on the central nervous system, those like Wegovy and such, they carry a warning sign for suicidal activity, suicidal ideation. But did you know Ozempic, the diabetic drug, which is FDA approved as well. Guess what, though? It does not come with that warning. So wait a minute, another COVID experiment going on in our country today. Another covert attack on us here in the U.S. Now I'm thinking, well, golly B, I got the diabetes kind of sort of under control. I'm losing weight. Things are going good. Well, here's what's missing. What the heck? Just how does this drug help you maintain your health, your diabetes, the future weight gain? This is just another covert attack. And there are other side effects that are going to surface soon, like the aluminum potware in the root canals and the aluminum in the deodorant and the fluoride, all these other things that seemed benign, seemed okay because they were typical. And you know what you're never going to learn when you're on these medications? You're never going to learn how to control your food eating. You're never going to understand how to get healthy, stay healthy. And you're also going to be ravaged by the side effects of these medications. Another rogue medication as we run with the wrong crowd. And more people are talking about Ozempic. Why wouldn't I want Ozempic? I'm going to lose weight and control diabetes. Diabetes that you don't need to have. Did you know the diabetics in our office, the only diabetics we have in our office are new patients all the other diabetic patients have placed diabetes in the rear view mirror because they reverse diabetes and they learn to control their food. Keep it right here.
HealthQuest Radio with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba, is the longest-running health and science show in Chicago. And there's a good reason for this. It is Dr. Kolbaba's driving passion and concern for people just like you. Dr. Kolbaba believes that it's choice, not chance, that can get you back to higher health and longevity. By the way, when was the last time you really felt healthy? Question. If you were given one last chance to achieve the highest level of health possible, regardless of your past, would you take it? Here at HealthQuest, we're all about second chances. So, if you've been victimized by the choices you've made in the past, make a new choice, a better choice today. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline to reserve your new patient strategy session with Dr. Kolbaba. Imagine what it would be like to feel more vital, healthy, and strong. One last chance to set a new strategy in motion in your new patient strategy session. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline at 1-800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. Go to healthquestradio.com.
I've learned to think without arguing with myself. I'm just following my instincts. I just run with it.
Any of us just need to look a few years back and ponder some of the decisions we made, wondering and sensing what we were sensing at the time we made the decision. Maybe we were rushed. Maybe we weren't in a good place. Maybe we were discouraged. Maybe we were excited, out of time. I don't know what. But then we have to live with the consequences of those decisions. Now, for me, I just got to say it just because I'm going to be straightforward with you. For me, I didn't get the COVID shot. And there were many reasons why I didn't. And we spoke about that in our show. I don't judge you if you did, because I know you were driven and tossed in the moment by the leadership, who didn't seem to know much more than you did instinctually, but they pretended that they did and gave some actual instructions, and how many people followed it. And only years will tell through science, even the hidden science of what we learn regarding the consequences of vaccines such as this. But what we can say is a restorative health program, a way for you to get healthier, will minimize the effect of even a vaccine like that. Yes, I think it can. That the changing, improving of a lifestyle can undo less than perfect mistakes of our past.
And that's one of our specialties, is helping with the immune system. So, you know, we do like to take the fear out of things. That's what we're here for. I know it was like, sounds like bad news, but we have good news. Like, that's what we help people with in our office. So we can get you going back to health.
I mean, our current healthcare system today, it's big business in this country today. It's a big business. Would you want to pay for or have your insurance paying for someone who makes more money when they do surgeries, or when someone makes no income doing risky procedures? I know big business of medicine these days does not place us in a better position nationally and naturally speaking, in my way of thinking. So you can take something home with you today. I'm sorry, I apologize. I didn't spend as much time as I needed to, wanted to, about the lymphatic system, but it doesn't keep you from doing something today to make changes and improvements in your body's other circulatory system that has more liquid in it than your own cardiovascular system has in blood. And that is, put your arms out right now with me horizontally and just do little circles, like almost like you're doing like little. That's one way you can drain and purge your lymph. Torso twisting, sitting on a chair and moving your shoulders back and forth as I'm doing now. Cross crawl, get on your hands and knees, and you can actually crawl, or you can pretend to crawl, as we call cross crawl movement. cross crawl movement, and then of course, you know, any kind of trampoline, it also allows your lymph glands to work better. You know, there's so many ways we can get healthier at home. We can get healthier by eating healthier foods, eating less unhealthier foods, and so on. Give us a call, would you? Throw us on your team, because I want to let you know the mRNA article, if you want to read the details on that, I place that on healthquestradio.com. So do that. You'll go to healthquestradio.com, press the hot button. Hot topic, I think. I do want to say that any way that you want to include us in your family as you come and join our family and get to a place of higher health and better health, call 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. I will look forward to looking back with you being healthier. Thanks for listening.